Coming up, we've got some brand new headphones from Vmoto. Joanne Tech Lover is back with some gaming gear. We gave Chad a whole bunch of iPhone cases. He'll pick his favorite. And I've got a review of the latest stuff from Motorola. Yes, the Moto X and the Hint are here. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by The Books. Beautiful, affordable flowers grown on an active volcano and shipped for free for 15% off your first bouquet. Visit thebooks.com/twit and don't forget to use the code TWIT at checkout. That's THEBOUQS.com/twit. Use the code TWIT to save 15%. Welcome to Before You Buy, the TWIT product review show where we get the latest and greatest stuff and we give it to our friends, our family, our hosts, and let them bang on it and give us a real-world review of it. Mike Elgin is here. He is the news director at TWIT, the host of TNT. Are you, Mike, a headphone junkie?
I am. I love them.
Me too.
I like good ones, and there aren't a lot of good ones out there. There are a lot of expensive ones, but a lot of them kind of suck.
That's a really good point. Yeah. It's become such a profit center for companies because you can make headphones inexpensively.
Right.
And with the proper marketing, people will buy them for hundreds of dollars.
That's right. Beats. Yeah.
So this is Vmoto. They've been around for
a while.
I've actually had a lot of different Vmoto earbuds, but I've never tried the... These look like the big boys.
These are. Now, this is the Vmoto CrossFade M100 unit here. These are for professional DJs.
Oh, look at that.
But don't be intimidated, because if you're not a professional DJ, you may want these anyway. Now, these are both of a kind. That's why we're reviewing them both together. Okay. But if you see, the first immediate thing that you notice is this. They snap in. That enables them to go in this very small case, which is very convenient.
With now, a carabiner, so you can hook it to your belt.
Mm. This is some macho Batman stuff right here.
Yeah, it looks like it, actually.
I really love the look of these.
Yeah.
Now, these have replaceable. These plates can be replaced. And I want to show you something. Now, this is the Vmoto XS. XS for extra small. These are for consumers and so on. And these
have teeny, whiny little thing.
Yes.
Oh, check that out. How'd you get the Twit logo on there?
They sent this to us as an example of what they can do. For $25, they'll send you two plates, laser engrave it, any color, different textures, all kinds of stuff.
Wow. But
how cool is that?
What a great bribe.
I guess we can't send them back now because they're now, they've now been customized.
No, we will, though. And I don't know what they're going to do with them.
But okay, so...
Wait a minute. This is not just a sticker, or it's kind of like it's painted
It's a laser-engraved plate. And essentially, if you're going to get this for yourself, you would upload your graphic.
I love this, actually, because nobody's going to steal your headphones.
That's right.
These feel nice. They're metal and...
I want to show you something. I was going to keep this later on, but see this thin metal here?
Yeah.
Try to bend that. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
No, it just bends like an iPhone 6.
Karsten will pay for it out of his own money if something happens to it.
No, it's pretty tough.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, this has a spring-loaded hinge here that enables this sort of feature. Super tough. This is like really a high-quality device right here. It's just the build quality on this is absolutely fantastic.
Fairly important because headphones do take a beating.
You know, I think I buy one for my son every year.
Me too.
He just destroys them.
Me too.
Don't tell him, but this is going to be his next pair, and I'm going to see if he can destroy them.
Now,
I'm guessing he won't be able to.
I'm picking up on one thing.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be a wire on those.
There are wires, and I didn't add them immediately because I wanted to point out the fact that this particular pair, again, the M100, the CrossFade M100, comes with two different ones. Now, they both come with this orange cable. This is Kevlar cable with gold-plated items on the end. It has a microphone like you can use
and
it your phone.
This is nice because it won't tangle as readily, right?
That's right, yeah. And it's very nice. Now, this is pretty much what you'd expect. Now, this is the professional DJ cable, 6 feet long.
Wow.
And it has an extra little sort of plug-in at the end so two people can listen at once. They also have accessories on the website. You can order what they call the coil cables that someday DJs like. Vmoto says that these are better for DJs, but you know it's a difference of opinion. But these are highly.
Does it come with both?
This pair, the high end pair comes with both.
Comes with the black. Oh, it comes with both.
This one comes only with the consumer ones that you use with your phone or whatever the device is. These are Kevlar reinforced cables. This is called their Speakeasy cable, which is really, really nice. Both of them, you know, just are very convenient. They roll up, and then they're a little inside the case. There's a little containers here where you can put the cables, which is very nice.
So we're focusing a lot on style, design, durability, but really, right. you buy headphones because of how they sound.
That's right. Now V-Moda, if people who are, you know, headphone junkies know that V-Moda have always had pretty good sounding headphones. Mm-hmm. They tended to be super bass heavy. They tended to sacrifice a lot of the low end and mid range, especially at high volumes, right. For that big heavy bass. These, according to me, and also according to a lot of reviewers, are the first set, both of these, where they have really amazing low-end bass with no downside in terms of the mid-range, the low-end. And even if you can turn it up to the point where it's completely destroying your hearing. And it's clear, there's no rattling, there's no buzzing, there's no problems at all. It's super amazing sound quality.
That's really good.
Fantastic sound quality. So again, this is a really great set of
try them on because comfort is also
that's
an
right.
issue for me.
Now this is something where they're sort of in the middle. They're not the most comfortable. They're not uncomfortable. They're pretty. I would say that they're pretty good. And again, it depends on where yours are, the size of yours, shape of your ears, and so on.
Though.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're
if
not
I
bad.
Had big ears, they might protrude into the cubs. But right, but they on my ears, which aren't small. It covers them completely.
Now, these are DJ headphones, so the other test is to put them around your neck and see how those are. Some have complained about them. I find them very comfortable around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of like, you know, some people have said that the metal sort of, and that didn't
bother
me at all.
Don't you do, when you're a DJ, don't you do one ear?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Now, you'll notice, now if you look carefully at the bottom, now, both of these sets of headphones have something really cool that is very convenient, but it makes a lot of sense for the DJ model. They have options. You can plug it in on the left or right.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
That's right. And especially for DJs, they're right. going to always have the cable going off in one direction or the other, and they want to be able to choose.
You want it to be near on the equipment side.
Exactly.
And it depends where the equipment is.
That's right.
But there are definitely discrete left and right cups, but you can plug into either one.
That's correct. And then there's a sort of a thing that plugs the one that you're not using.
So great.
Which is very, very nice.
Pretty good noise isolation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Passive, which is good because they don't need batteries,
yeah.
right? There's a little bit of sound leakage. People who are nearby can hear what you're listening
right.
to. Doesn't bother me that much. I'd rather have passive isolation.
I actually wear most of the time kind of open air headphones because they're often better for
that's
bass.
Right.
And then also you can hear if somebody's
screaming at you. Yeah.
Right.
Now, one of the cool things about this company is that both of these headphones have a 2-year warranty. You can test drive it up to 60 days. That means within 60 days, you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. And they also have another great policy where if they get destroyed, if you run over it with your car or whatever, your next pair is 50% off. So this is really, you know, those are very nice features, I think. So the pros essentially are amazing sound quality, incredibly solid construction. I like the looks of them. Some people won't like this look, but I personally like them. They're pretty comfortable. And another thing that they've done to improve this is you notice how this is kind of like the top of this is kind of egg-shaped. It's not roundish. It's egg-shaped. So these are close to the head. So when you put these on, they're not sticking way out like some headphones do. They pretty much stick to your head pretty closely, and that's a pro, I think. The cons are they're pretty expensive. Now, the V-Moda Crossfade M100s, the big ones, are $310. Okay, that is not cheap, but I think it's worth the money for people who really care about sound quality. And the XS version is $212 for a consumer set of headphones. That's pretty expensive as well. So they're, you know, price is, a con for a lot of people.
If you can't tell the difference between a $100 pair or a $50 pair of headphones and the $300 headphones, you're right. You should get the cheap ones.
Yep.
But good headphones, that is not a huge price for excellent headphones.
Exactly.
Especially nicely built ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
So buy, try. It sounds like you're going to say a buy.
Absolutely buy. In fact, I think I will buy.
Ah.
I mean, these are really, really great products. I really like these. And I have the feeling that Carson and Tanya are finally trying to get, you know, because I'm pretty negative on a lot of products. They tried to finally give me something that I absolutely would love, and I absolutely do love these. I really like these. These are great headphones.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to everything across the board. I liked a lot of, like, when I'm working, I like to listen to dubstep.
What?
It's great to listen to while you're working because it's kind of generic, but it's also kind of energizing.
Okay.
So I like a lot of electronic.
I was going to say Baroque, classical, but dubstep. EDM.
No, I like Latin music. I like world music, African music.
And these
jazz.
All sounded good.
Fantastic. I listened to. I sought out some really high quality digital audio, And, you know, classical music to the whole line. It's right. Really, really great sound quality.
V-Moda. And what is the
Crossfade M100 is the big one for DJs, and the V-Moda XS for consumers.
A buy from Mike Elgin.
Absolutely.
On TNT. Next Thursday, Big Apple announcement. We think, not official as we record this,
right.
But I think we better. Plan to be sitting at this table around 10 o'clock Pacific time this morning. Hey, you've seen perhaps before on previous episodes of Before You Buy, Joanne Tech Lover. She doesn't work for us, but she's great. We love her. She's a YouTube star, and she's also really good on the gaming gear. That's why we gave her the Rocket Sense gaming mouse pad and the Rocket Cone Pure gaming mouse, the latest versions. Let's take a look.
Hi, I'm Joanne for Twit.tv, and today I'll be covering the Rocket Cone Pure Camo Charge gaming mouse and Rocket Sense gaming mouse pad. Let's take a look at the Rocket Sense Camo Charge gaming mouse pad first. Here's what it looks like. Very cool. Got the Rocket logo right there, and FPS, what are those, like headshot counters over there? Very cool. Love the color as well. And it does measure 400 millimeters by 280 millimeters, which is like 15.7 inches by 11 inches. And it's actually very thin at 2 millimeters. For reduced friction, there's a microcrystalline coating bonded with the cloth and can kind of feel it. And once I flip it over to the base, it's just all textured rubberized finish. And here's a look at what comes with the mouse. So you get this installation guide. You also get braided cable, so it's very durable with, I believe, USB 2 connector. You get 7 programmable buttons on normal mode, because there's also an easy ship feature that comes with this Cone Pure. So you get 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 buttons, and the scroll up, scroll down, those are additional buttons. So that would be 7 buttons right here that you can program in normal mode, but left and right you cannot reprogram. Now if you set, let's say, this button to easy shift, then once you hold it down, you can access a whole number of other commands. And of course, this is once it's easy shift, it's not programmable. And then you would get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 programmable buttons. So in easy shift, you can program your left and right clicks. And there you have it. Now here's a look at the LED on the mouse. Nice logo right there. And you can change it to whatever color you want, keep it breathing like this, or static or off if that is what you prefer. Here's where you go to download the Cone Pure military software for the mouse. Make sure you download this specific one, because I've tried Cone Pure and it just would not load any settings onto my mouse. So there you have it, and click the download link right here. Now here's a look at the Cone Pure software. We're in the main controller, can change up all of these options here, like sensitivity and your DPI switcher. So you have 5 DPI settings that you can change. You can either move the bars here, or you could go ahead and click the arrows, or you can unlink it and change the independent XY axis. Now let's link it once more, and here's a cool thing. If I change the DPI...
1,600 DPI.
Do you see how it talks to you? How cool is that? Okay. And make sure that once you change any settings, you have to hit apply. Alrighty, let's go on to button assignment. This is where you will be able to change your buttons to macros or a timer or sensitivity or easy aim, anything that you want. Now for advanced controls, that's where you get angle snapping. You also get sound feedback. You can turn it off if you want, pointer speed reset, and then color options. If you don't like the color that it comes with, go ahead and pick the color that you want and then hit apply. You can also have your LED in the mouse breathe or have full light. Now RAD is just a fun way of keeping track of your mouse skills. So once you hit a certain milestone, it would be like, hey, guess what? You're awesome. Well, not exactly. And last but not least is update support. Let's take a look at the pros and cons. Let's start off with the Rocket Sense gaming mouse pad. I do love that it is large, a little bit longer than what I'm used to. However, do love that it's thin, and it's easy to pack away. So I'm just gonna go ahead and do this, and boom, roll it away. You do that with your clothes, right? And also, it does track very well. It's smooth. And now for the mouse. I really like that you do get some LED here. Not every gaming mouse has that. And you can change the color of the LED, so it's very customizable. Also, I love that you can get 7 buttons you can program on normal. And with the easy shift, you get an additional 8. So that's a lot of button assignments for you. However, I do think that this is more for FPS gaming than MMO, because these buttons are really either to change my profile or change my DPI, and do like the construction, love the braided cable, also the soft touch finish. Just feels good in the hand, and it's perfect for claw grip, especially for my small hands. I can't find too many mice that are great for that. And now for the cons. I don't like that when you do profile change or DPI change, you can do it on the fly, but there's no LED to tell you, by the way, you're on this one. Although what's good is you can get your mouse to talk to you like, this is 1600 DPI. However, you know, that might be kind of annoying if you're in-game or whatnot. And, you know, there's really not too much bad to say about this, but this is definitely more for FPS than for MMO. I have to have my thumb panel here with at least 6 buttons, especially for World of Warcraft. But it's pretty versatile. It's more than just FPS, but I would say more for shooters. So, for the mouse pad, is it buy, try, or don't buy? I would say if you have an optical mouse and you play lots of shooters, buy. However, if you have a laser mouse, I would advise against it. Hard plastics would be much better for that. As to the mouse, I would probably say buy. I love how it feels in the hand, and it's perfectly lightweight. It moves across the mat so well, and I mean, it's good quality. You know, you can feel it normally. And there's so many features in the software. You can fine-tune your mouse to, like, perfection. And all of those, you know, preset profile game profile macros that you get, that is insane. I mean, you can make your own, but why not just pick the ones they made for you? Well, that covers it. This has been Joanne for Twit.tv, and hopefully you enjoyed this look at the Rocket Sense mouse pad, as well as the Rocket Cone Pure gaming mouse.
Thank you, Joanne Tech Lover. You'll see her on YouTube and from time to time on Before You Buy for her reviews. Somebody you cannot miss in our studios, the old Redhem himself, Mr. Chad Johnson. OMG, Chad.
It's because I'm so good-looking, I'm sure.
He's a good-looking. You are a good-looking fellow.
It's not anything else.
You don't need the red to attract attention, but it doesn't hurt. So this is ridiculous. So the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus came out just a couple of weeks ago. And as usual with Apple, I once asked a guy at Griffin, do you get advanced notice? Yeah. They've been making Mac accessories and iPhone accessories and iPod accessories as long as they've been around. Do you get advanced, like, copy? He said no.
You'll notice that on every single one of these cases, it does not say the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus.
They don't know.
It says the iPhone 4.7 or the iPhone 5.5.
That's not because the design of the case was done before the phone came out, but the box packaging was.
Right.
Obviously, they have to wait till the phone comes out, and you can just imagine kind of the rush to get the phone back to the factory and test the molds and see, does it fit?
Yes.
Does it work?
Yes.
So these are the first batch of cases. They may not be the best.
Yeah, we have over 8 cases to get through today. You have an iPhone 6. I have an iPhone 6 Plus. If you want to, you can play around with the cases
Now, this looks a lot like an OtterBox, but this is also from Griffin.
Right, this is from Griffin.
Survivor.
This is their Survivor All-Terrain Series. They have a few different lines. So this is the Survivor line. This is the highest-end line of the Survivor series. The iPhone 6 Plus case costs $60, and the iPhone 6 case cost $50.
This is a new game show on Twit where we try to race each other to figure out how to get something.
Absolutely.
I had to watch you because I had no idea that the thing is to take that off.
I've had experience with all these cases.
Jeez.
So we've gotten in so many cases, actually. I should mention that that I didn't look at all these. I gave these out. Anthony reviewed some.
Good.
Needles reviewed some.
So you're going to do
Eli even reviewed some, and he never come back with the case. So I have his notes, but I don't actually have the case here. So we're going to have
Eli
to show.
Eli kept it. He's a high school kid. He needed the money. Yeah.
Right. So the first thing I want to mention is there's, you know, 6 points where you lock this case in at the top, bottom, and 4 along the edges. This top one I'm having some difficulty too. These are rated for a 6.6-foot drop. To do that, they have a built-in screen protector. As you can see, the back is nice and rubberized, And then also, these have built-in dust protectors. There's only two cases in the full review that has dust protection. And so you can see on your speaker there, inside of there, there's like cloth to make sure that dust can't get in into any of those areas. So
this is pretty robust.
I mean, this is their most robust.
Like the OtterBox or the ballistic cases, it has a hard shell and then a softer rubber shell for bouncing.
Right.
It's different to put it in, though. You put it in by opening up this face. Most of them,
right.
You have to take.
Now you can see there's something over your Touch ID there.
Yeah, but it still works.
It still works. Right, so yeah. I can lock it. Also, with this one, I want to point out that the buttons are really, really satisfying. And you know exactly when you hit them.
There's no question.
There's no question about that at all. Also,
and you don't mind the screen? Because I don't like a screen.
So that is a con. So for the pros and cons, the buttons are fantastic. The fingerprint reader is covered and still works. And this one comes with a clip. This is basically, if you're a construction worker and you're going to be in a dusty environment, this is the one you're going to want. There's, you know, dust over the speaker and everything. This also comes with a clip. It looks ridiculous. The clip is absurd when you put it on. Whoops. And especially even when it's off, it's like this just weird wing hanging on your belt. Yeah. But if that's what you need, that's what you need. For the cons, this screen protector I felt was a little bit foggy and not the best. And I felt like the side clips weren't very satisfying. They felt a little bit insufficient in that you kind of, you know, put your finger underneath it and pick it up. I wish that they had some other mechanism to lock this on. I felt like if it hit had a hard tumble, the screen protector might bop right. off and then the rest of your phone would also just come out as well. So that is the Griffin Survivor All-Terrain the Survival. The iPhone 6 Plus is $60. The Ooh. iPhone 6 is $50.
Ooh.
So two different prices for the two different sizes.
And buy, try, don't buy.
I'm going to say if this is what you need, if you need a dust protector, it also does rain protection, that sort of thing. I was really impressed with this one. The buttons felt great. The fingerprint sensor still works, and it's fully dust encased. So I'm going to say buy for the Survivor All-Terrain.
Gets the job done anyway.
Yep. Moving on to the next in the Survivor series, which is the Survivor Slim. I have a 6 model for you and a 6 Plus model for me.
I got to get one out first.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit difficult. I'm definitely going to race
you. You're way
ahead
of me.
I'm way ahead on this one.
All right.
So with this, get it out of here. We're moving on. So with this series, there is two layers. Or well, they claim 3 layers because they also include a screen protector.
Oh, good, but you don't have to.
And you don't have to use it if you don't.
Yeah,
but if you want, it has a cutout for the Touch ID. So
And so this is one of those with a hard shell and a rubber shell,
right?
It gives you affords you the best protection.
I have,
but also makes the cases very big. And
yes, absolutely. Now this is probably the slimmest out of the big and bulky cases,
right.
Because they do some really nice stuff with it by sort of adding a little bit of protrusions around. Hey, there you go. You actually got it in before me.
Yeah.
By adding those protrusions, it feels like the edges are really, really well protected, and you know, where you're not really going to hit it so much in the center, but that's also where your hand is going to be. They've done a little bit less protection there, but it makes it feel pretty good in your hand. This comes in a lot of colors, so if you're off put by the I think they call it like
Zaqua,
yeah, teal or something like that.
It's not so good looking.
They offer black. They offer more. If this looks, I would say, a little bit feminine. So if you wanted a more manly color, they also offer.
Oh, I like
the
black and orange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they offer those as well.
I like this because, it's a trade-off. You don't have a screen protector, so your screen is exposed.
Well, you're
offered
one.
It sure looks good.
Which is nice.
I don't like screen.
Of course.
But that's going to be a vulnerability, obviously.
Right. This is also rated for a 6-foot drop. And that's it. So pros and cons. For the pros, it still feels a little bit slim while giving you a lot of protection on the edges. I really like that. The buttons are also a really good feeling, really satisfying in the button department. On the cons, there's no fingerprint protector for this in the higher end line of the Survivor series. And it is way difficult. We're about ready to experience this both together to get off this inner layer. Not the outer layer. The outer layer is fine, but there's just no way. Once this thing is in here, because this is all one piece,
there's nothing to push on.
You can't push on anything. It is really difficult to get that second layer off. And also, this lock button is really deep inside of the case.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Siri.
So let me ask you this. You're also checking the depth of the earphone jack, right? Because
yeah.
that can be a big problem. And one of the reasons my kids keep taking off the cases is because they want to put their headphones
yeah.
in there.
This will work with your standard Apple headphones.
But maybe not some third
but
parties.
But if it has a much thicker headphone jack, that's right. That's going to be a no-go.
Let me try my Shure headphones somewhere in here.
I have a Bent headphone
jack. See, I can
jack.
Tell you right now.
It's not going to work.
It doesn't work.
It's not going to work. Absolutely. Yeah. That's
is that's something
issue.
To keep in mind.
That's
and
a big
because
con.
It's so difficult to take the case off, that's really kind of a showstopper
right.
if you have...
So basically, yeah. And that was kind of where I was getting with the lock. With the case on, it's very difficult to get to that lock button. So that's right. also a con. Now we both are going to struggle to try to get this.
Meanwhile, 4 hours
oh,
later.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most difficult thing ever. So...
They should, you know what? A little cutout there would solve this.
I know. Just a tiny little cutout.
Griffin, you know, version 2.
And this is where you really start thinking about Bengate. And I'm like trying to really push on the edge. Oh, man, you got yours out. Oh, man. Ding. If you want, you can move to the survival core while I try to get my phone
where
out
is
of here.
Where's the survival? Here
yellow.
It is.
There you go.
This That's is another one from Griffin. This is more like a bumper case.
Here's yours. That was mine.
Yeah. This is kind of.
Finally,
there
I got
is
it out.
There is a plastic screen protector.
Right. So
oh, no, that's the back.
So that's the back. Okay. That's the back. So this is the
easy.
Survivor
you just slide
core
that right in there. Yeah.
yeah. You. I've found that
this
normally
wouldn't
in the
be
bottom.
Bad because the clear back means you kind of still see the nice design.
Right. You
it's a bumper case that has back protection.
So this is the thinnest case that also offers 6.6 feet of drop. Obviously, it has no screen protector, not even included in the box.
Mm.
This does have reinforced edges, which is pretty nice. Now, one thing I didn't like about this was the buttons. You can try to lock and unlock your phone, and these buttons are a little bit difficult to get at over there on the side. This comes in. Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that we're moving back just a little bit. The Survivor Slim case for the Plus 6 Plus, it was $45. For the 6, it was $40. Now, both of these cost the same price at $30, no matter which size
and
you
not
get.
Not very expensive either.
Not incredibly
expensive.
No, I think
expensive. That looks okay. This
I really
is the
like
least
this one.
Offensive in terms of aesthetics.
This is the one that I use the most in my testing.
I can see why.
And you now, okay, so let's move on to pros and cons. Pros is that it's the slimmest with a 6 foot drop. Now onto the cons, and the price is pretty good. The cons is that the back became very scratched very quickly.
That's not good.
Because there is no raise. Once you set it on the table, that's it.
Yeah.
And the buttons were very, very stiff as well. So those were the cons for the Survivor core for the 6 and 6 Plus.
What else you got?
Okay, so...
There's a whole lot of these.
Oh, yeah. So
we don't have to put them on anymore. Let's just show
cool.
them.
Cool. Moving on to the reveal. The reveal for the 6 and the 6
this
Plus.
Looks very
this
similar.
Is also by Griffin. This does not... Now we've moved out of the Survivor series into their other series. So this is
that? The didn't make it series?
Well, it's just you don't might not need that much protection, and so you're getting a case that is
still a bumper with a clear plastic.
This one fits a little bit more snugly around the case or around the phone, I should say. It offers a lot of the same protection that the Survivor Core does, except that this is only rated at a 3 foot drop. It only adds 1.6 millimeters of thickness, which is less than the Survivor Core.
It's always the challenge for me, especially these new iPhones. They're so beautiful. I don't want to disguise the gorgeous design.
And I would say if you look at the difference between the back plates of these two, this one has sort of a cutout, and this one is right around the camera there. It still has kind of the same issues of the difficult to press buttons, but it's not as bad, I would say, as the Survivor Core. So
this is called what?
Survival Core. That's the Survival Core series. The one we're looking at right now is the reveal. The reveal.
So this is the reveal is a little bit less protective than the Survivor.
Right.
But
it's thinner and looks
less
looks better. So, for the pros, the price, it's only $20 for either model.
Okay.
The attention to detail and that, you know, and all of these really did this very well. that everything is really nicely cut out and smoothed over. You're not getting a crummy case. And also looks good. I feel like this one was one of the best looking cases. For the cons, I didn't like the stiff buttons. And also it has the same issue that the plastic back, because it doesn't have any type of feet, becomes scratched very, very easily. Oh my gosh. So that is that issue. Next, we're moving on to the last of the Griffin cases. Hooray! The Identity series. Identity series,
There's something for everyone in the Griffin line.
The Identity series gimmick is that the back plate of it will remove out, so you can switch it out with a different back plate if you want. I got the all-clear version for the 6 Plus. This comes in at $30 at $29.99. It will withstand a 4-foot drop. And it also has a swappable back.
I've lost mine.
You didn't get one. They didn't send one for the Plus.
Okay.
For the Pros, it's customizable, so you can switch out this back if you want. It is customizable, and it looks good. For the Cons, it does still have that stiff button issue. The edges will bend away from the case, so you'll just, like, I'm so ADD, I was just doing this all day long. And the plastic still has that same issue of getting scratched very, very easily. We also looked at the Identity Graphite, which is, I don't have this one here because this is one Eli took and never got back with me with it. So he has it still on his phone. He sent over his notes, though. This one comes in at $35.
That's pretty.
Very pretty. This was the prettiest case we had, and I'm really upset that I can't show it. The edge of the case has that sort of graphite feel to it, the carbon fiber. Same thing with the back. And just like the Identity series in total, the back removes so that you can swap it out. I like the buttons on this one a lot better than I liked it on the all clear version.
I like the ability to swap out the backs because you can, you know, have different backs for different moods, different times of day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we are done with all of the Griffin technology cases.
Now let's move to Trident.
So Trident, we're going to first look at the Perseus series. This is the gel case. We only got this for the 6 Plus.
This should cost $5.
This
piece of plastic
is $20, the same price as the reveal. Wow. So
I actually use gel cases in a lot of my phones because you can go on Amazon and buy a no-name gel case for nothing.
Right. Unfortunately, with this one, I really dislike the buttons. They're a little bit too stiff. Yeah. It comes in 7 different colors.
The buttons cover. But then
and they're all made out of
the
same thing.
The lock has to always be cut out.
Right. Now, with the...
easy to get on and off, though.
With the Trident cases, they all came with a screen protector and microfiber cloth, which was kind of a nice add when, say, the reveal didn't come with that. So the Trident case does come with a screen protector, a self-adhesive screen protector. Coming in at $20, the pro is that, you know, it's not the most expensive case out there. The con is that I really didn't like the stiff buttons, and to me the design also didn't really speak to me. Finally, the Cyclops series from Trident. This is another one that we gave to Eli. He's a rough and tumble kid.
Military grade.
This is military grade. So this has a built-in screen protector, a lot like the all-terrain that we saw from Griffin. It also comes in a variety of different colors. It has a few different pieces. I cannot for the life of me remember if this has some sort of protector for the for the touch ID or not. It will withstand a 4-foot drop. It is also dust resistant, a lot like the survival all-terrain. This one comes in at a less expensive price at only $40 for the Cyclops case. And it offers all those things like a little bit of rain and wind resistance and dust resistance and that sort of thing. So that is the Trident Cyclops series for the iPhone 6. This does not – they don't have iPhone 6 Plus models out for the series yet. So, finally, the last case that we're going to review.
Funny, because I think you don't like this, but this is, I've loved the rock forms for so long.
So, hand me your phone.
Oh, wow.
Try to put your phone in that thing. it comes out in three.
You got to take the rubber out first.
Three different pieces.
You put that in first.
So, you put in your phone first.
No problem. That went in nice
easy
and
easy.
That's the rubber insert.
Absolutely.
And then this is going to
Where does that go?
I don't know why that's there, but that's the...
Yeah, that's confusing.
It's
not
it's
quite...
Right there.
No, that's not... So on the back of this aluminum, this is aircraft grade CNC aluminum, you're supposed to line that up with that dot right
why
there.
Why is that?
It's just that's what you do. And you see your Apple...
Oh, it gives you some color.
Yeah, you see the Apple...
I see.
But now, how are you going to make sure that stays lined up while you put that on the back of your phone, Leo?
Well, you just...
How's that going to happen?
You just do it like that.
Because you can't reach your finger through the phone to make sure that
it... right there like that and
okay You know, that's actually good. You're using gravity
for your... gravity as my third hand.
Now, they've made that out of CNC'd aluminum. The back of that, it doesn't bend. You have to make sure that you're pushing your case up against...
Not the phone.
Not the phone, and you don't bend the phone. So this big piece, the main piece, it's here. Move just a little bit closer into the camera here.
I got it. It's going to go.
You sure?
Mind. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. It's and then I was going to let you put that on and then have fun
trying
spending
to take it off?
15 minutes to get that thing off.
So the thing I like about Rockform, and they don't do on this case, which is in the past, Rockforms have had a little compatible connector on the back.
Yes.
Let you put a thing on your dashboard.
Yes. And they do still offer that.
I would recommend that.
We don't.
This is not great.
This isn't the only case that doesn't, the iPhone 6 that doesn't have that, in fact.
I was a big fan of the Rockform because of the nice materials they use, but mostly because of that functionality.
Right.
Which is missing on this one. So I'm thinking this isn't. And plus, you're right. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculously difficult to get that on. And once we finally, we got it onto Jeff's phone, it took me 15 minutes to get it off of his phone.
Oh, no problem.
I finally had to use a key to wedge in between the case and the phone, which is incredibly disconcerting when you're doing that. So
thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, you're welcome. So the pros, it looks
amazing.
This
is robust and it does
look super robust. It looks really good. But for the cons is that it's really difficult to get on and off. The back plate is really difficult to align, and the buttons, try hitting your power button and volume up buttons. They're super difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Super difficult to use, so I would just say that's just really bad design. So don't buy on the Rockform. That's an $80 case right there. So
Military grade, though.
Military grade. And that is it for the marathon.
Did you have one that you would recommend out of all this bunch?
Out of all these phones, I was really delighted with the reveal and the Survivor Core series, because both of these looked really good, and they all had really good attention to detail, and their price was pretty competitive. I think you're going to need some metal device to get your case.
Doesn't come with
your phone
special
out of that case. Nope.
Device detection.
And I also don't know if they just sent us a review unit. There was like no instructions. It just was flopping around in this box. It did not feel like a very good product.
Callie Lewis had already reviewed it.
Apparently. So I would suggest either the reveal or the Survivor Core for the cases. And this one said I didn't actually drop my phone's I only had one phone, and it's my actual phone.
You weren't going to drop it.
I wasn't going to drop it. So this one's rated for 6 feet, which is the same amount of footage as the other in the Survivor series.
And I think we saved people $80 on the Rockform.
Yes.
But I would look at the other Rockforms. In fact, maybe we'll do another review.
Right,
the ones,
when we get them in.
That attachment system is great. You have a magnet. I used to stick it to the refrigerator. You have a little knob you could put on your dashboard, and the phone just attaches to the dashboard. But this does not do that, and it is, you're right, very hard to put on.
Most likely we're going to have a part two of this in a few weeks when a lot of the other case case creators get in their cases. But for now...
Mother's Day.
We have all
Mother's
the cases.
Day.
We
Birthdays.
Have reviewed them.
Just
so.
Save those all. You have gifts galore. Or you could send Mom flowers from the book.
From the book?
The book. There are mountain flowers. They're actually... The Book's flowers grow on a volcano in South America. These, they're roses, there are lilies, there are daisies. If you go to theboucs.com, you can take a look at the Book's bouquets. Get it? Book is short for bouquet.
Ooh.
Bouquet. And they are beautiful. If you've ever ordered flowers online, chances are, you've been burned. You get to the end of the checkout and it's $100 shipping, right? Or they try
go, oh,
to
did you want a box
you.
To ship
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, do you want a chocolate-covered strawberry to throw in there? And worst of all, what shows up doesn't look like what you see on the screen. Well, that's not the Books. The Books is changing the way you order flowers online. They take it. They simplified it. They're beautiful flowers, a great price. And, yes, they come direct from that sustainable, eco-friendly farm on an active volcano in South America. Tell Mom... These are volcano flowers. It's 10,000 feet above sea level, and actually it's a great place to grow these beautiful blooms because more sun means more color. They're fed by volcanic snow melt, mineral-rich soil up there. This actually is heaven. It's paradise for flowers. The Books will cut your flowers the day you order them, ship them straight to the farm. They're very fresh, and they last a long time. They're all backed by the Books Happiness Guarantee. I think we got, like, weeks out of our book. You could also, is that what you call it, a book?
Your book.
From the Books? You can also sign up for the Books Concierge Service, and this is what I think, somebody like you, Chad, they will automatically deliver flowers on birthdays, anniversaries, or just
oh my gosh,
Mother's Day, you don't have to think about it again, Mom's birthday, you don't
my
have to
mom
think
will think
again.
I'm so thoughtful.
She'll think you're very thoughtful. That's and no, great. It's just the Books. Best of all, the pricing is up front. You know what you're paying. The checkout process is painless, and there's no last-minute upsell. You're going to get 15% off your first order when you visit thebooks.com/twit. thebooks.com/twit. Make sure you use the offer code TWIT at checkout. Plus, free shipping anywhere in the U.S. thebooks.com/twit. Use the offer code TWIT, and you'll never have to think of Mom again. Wait a minute.
Wait.
That's not it. Actually, these are beautiful
flowers. Well, she'll think
flowers.
Of you.
Beautiful flowers from the Books. All right. Get this out of here.
You get what? Oh, God. Oh, no.
Get this out of here.
Oh, God.
Clear off the table.
Jeez.
I got something important to show you, and it ain't an iPhone. It's, I don't want a case on the new Moto X because Moto Maker is back. This was the phone of the year, I thought, last year, the Motorola X. The Moto Maker feature was really cool. You go to motomaker.com and design your own phone. They had wooden backs, they had plastic backs, and now they've got leather backs. This is the Cognac leather back, and it's beautiful. Horween leather. Horween is one of the last tanneries in the United States in Chicago, and this is going to, you know, it's already got, you know, I took it to London. I've had it for a while. It's starting to get a little bit of a nice finish.
That is cool.
It's like your wallet. It just starts to show its age. It is beautiful. You won't want to put a case on your Moto X phone. Now, the things I don't remember what my code is. The things I didn't like about last year's Moto X were twofold. First of all, it was a perfect size, 4.7 inches, but a less than perfect 720p screen. Also, the camera, let's face it, was terrible. So I was hoping the new Moto X, they would improve those two things. And indeed, they did. This is a 1080p screen now, and it is 5.2 inches. Actually, I'm a little less satisfied with that. I really liked 4.7 inches. This iPhone is a 4.7 inch iPhone. It just fits a little bit better in the hand. This is a little stockier, a little wider. On the other hand, at 1080p, it is a gorgeous Super AMOLED screen, so you get really rich colors. And the camera is much better, 13-megapixel shooter. I took a lot of pictures in London. It's not iPhone quality still. I have to say nothing's better than the iPhone as far as I'm concerned. But it's okay, and it's certainly a lot better than the original Moto X. Price is good, too. They offer versions from all the carriers, subsidized, as always. But you can also go and get one unlocked, which this was. That way you can use it with any carrier, T-Mobile, AT&T. But the price is a little steeper than, say, a Nexus phone. It's $500 for the 32-gigabyte version. And by the way, that's the top amount of memory you can get is 32 gigs. No SD card slot for expansion. No removable battery. What you see is what you get. The thing that people really liked about Moto X, that I really liked about Moto X, was the fact that you could talk to it. It has a separate chip that's always listening. So I can say, okay, Moto X, and nothing will happen.
Wow. That's,
hey
okay,
now,
Google.
Moto X. Well, you
hey, can, hey, Moto X.
Hey, you know, okay, forget it. I don't like it. So, no, that
the
really
last
is a
time
great,
you had one, it wouldn't shut up. It went off in your pocket. Is,
look, we know from Hey Siri, too, this yes. is an imperfect process. Wow, it was working better before. Maybe because I have the earpiece here, too. And I'll explain the Moto hint in a second. Because that will, of course, become your microphone when you put it in. On the pros and cons, I do really like the design. I love the leather back. Moto Maker is a really good idea. I wish more carriers would adopt this, more phone manufacturers would adopt this. It's pretty much pure Google. I'm actually not demonstrating at its best because I've got a launcher. I'm using the Apex launcher. But so let's go to the Google Now launcher, which is the stock launcher with it. And you'll see it's very much a pure Google phone with a few Motorola extensions, particularly that Motorola Connect, which allows you. Let me launch the Connect here and show you. I have to relearn how I do this.
Launchers, yeah.
The Connect will allow you to. This is actually not what I want. I'm sorry. They've changed it now to Moto. Let's go here. The Moto app will allow... Now it's working. Thank you very much. Will allow you to do a few things that are really great. It'll listen and respond. Maybe I reprogrammed this.
Do you think it was your different launcher and it wasn't listening?
I did. I changed it.
Oh.
Let's try it again. The one thing, and this is true about, I found with the Siri launcher, the more syllables, the more likely you will not, you'll get false positives. You'll accidentally trigger it. So I actually made it longer. Wake up, Moto X. Wake up, Moto. Hey, wake up, Moto X. Wake
up. Hippopotamonstrous quipidelophobia, Moto X.
Wake up, Moto X. Okay, well, there you go.
It's such a stunning good demo. Review.
But that's actually the problem I have with a lot of these things. Now, once you wake it up, there's lots of things you can do. You could say, for instance, take a selfie, and it will give you a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and take the front camera picture. You could say, what's up? It'll tell you the time, upcoming appointments, incoming texts, that kind of thing. You can have the assist tell you, do things differently. When you're at home, for instance, you can have assist set up to say, hey, your daughter's calling. Would you like to answer? It will read you texts and say, would you like to reply? Similarly with driving, you can reject all texts if you wish, but you can also have the text read to you and respond to them without touching the screen at all. I use Sleep all the time. It doesn't go on. It doesn't make any noise. It doesn't buzz, vibrate, or bumble in the middle of the night because I've told it I'm sleeping. And when somebody texts me in the middle of the night, it will send them a text saying, I'm sleeping, but leave a message.
Oh, nice.
And I'll call you back. So I really like these features. Motorola's added a new feature on this. This has now, unlike the original Moto X, a metal trim around the edge. And that's the antenna. And they've actually dedicated a chip. According to iFixit, it's a chip normally used as a capacitance sensor. It knows where your fingers are and tunes the antenna so that you don't have an antenna gate type of problem. It actually works really well. You're
in the middle of a call.
Hello, whoever I'm talking to. Let me just hang up on that. Yeah. Thank you, Moto X. So, no, it does actually work better. I'm not sure why it's not working now, but like all these voice-activated things, it isn't perfect.
You're and still frankly, in the call. One second. Let me just...
No, I'm not talking to anybody.
Sir, I heard someone say hello.
Hello? Like,
you can see the call icon.
Goodbye. Who did I call?
Hang up. Hit hang up.
Thank you.
And there you go.
Stock Android means that it's going to get the L update very quickly. Motorola also promises an update to the radios, and this was a little caveat. I did put a T-Mobile SIM in this. I'm using it with T-Mobile and hope to use it in London. But unfortunately, even though T-Mobile offers free text, phone calls, and data as you travel internationally, this didn't have the right radios for England. They haven't turned on all the radios, but apparently they're there. And Motorola says, we're going to do an update that will turn on those radios. So if you plan to use this internationally, I'd wait until that update comes out. You know, on the pro side, I love the design. The new screen is very nice. The camera is better. Not great, but better. They did fix that problem, and I'm glad that they did. The cons, as you can see, some of the features that they're really touting, like the always listening, don't work all the time. And that can be a little bit annoying. The price is not as low as it will be, and this is something they did also with the original Moto X. They charged a full price for what was, frankly, less than a flagship phone last year, and then slowly lowered the price over the lifetime of the phone down to what I think is an appropriate price. I presume they'll do the same thing, but right now, fully loaded with a nice leather back, which costs $25 extra, and 32 gigs of RAM, it's close to $500, so... but the Moto Maker's fun, and you can really get the phone that looks exactly like you want it to look. I have to say, I'm going to give this a do not buy, because while I like many of these features...
Wow.
Oh, one more thing I should mention. The battery life is disappointing. It's not much better than the original battery life on last year's Moto X. And because you have a higher resolution screen, I'm not surprised. It's not a very... It's a medium-sized... I think it's 2,800 or 2,900 milliamp hours, which for this size phone and this size screen is probably not adequate. I'm getting about 12 hours of battery life.
Wow.
And that is not enough as far as I'm concerned. I really want 16 hours minimum.
Yeah, so I'll get through a whole day and still have 30% battery.
The iPhone is quite amazing. They've really improved battery life. This is a sluggard. If you always have it plugged in, maybe that's not a problem. Or, you know, you can bring it to work and plug it in. It's not a problem. But I got to tell you... traveling around London by evening, it was done.
Yeah.
That's no good.
or Best Bad.
So I don't recommend this phone. I have to say it's a little bit of a disappointment, mostly because there are better Android phones out there. Even the OnePlus One at about a third the cost is a much better phone with a nice screen and much better battery life. Gosh, I really wanted to love the Moto X. I really did. I loved the first edition. But they haven't made it good enough. And frankly, the lack of battery life is a killer. I do like the Moto 360. Remember, I reviewed that. Mm-hmm. And it will use the Moto X. But the Moto 360 works with any Android phone in almost exactly the same way. Motorola also announced an earpiece, a Bluetooth earpiece. They call the Motorola Hint. And what's nice about the Hint is you can get a back that matches your phone. You see the brown leather back that matches. So when I put it in the ear, you'll notice something immediately about the Motorola Hint.
It matches your phone.
Not only that it matches your phone, and it looks like I have a gauge in my ear, but it's tiny, and there is no visible microphone. The tininess means you don't have great battery life, about 3 hours of talk time. But it comes with this carrying case, which has a battery in it as well, mm-hmm. and will recharge it 3 times. So the idea is you drive to work with this in there, and then you put it in here.
You take it out and don't use it.
You don't use it.
Hopefully you'll remember right after it's done, then you put it back in your ear. And
there is a negative on this that when it's charging, a very bright white light pulses the entire time. So it's not suitable for the bedroom.
Yeah.
Which kind of is a problem too. I don't want this in my bedroom because it keeps me up at night. The Hint is designed to work with, and it's really a Bluetooth headpiece that will work with any phone, even the iPhone. But has some special features that work with the Moto X. It understands the always listening feature of Moto X. And in fact, it's kind of neat because you don't have to touch the headset. You can touch it to trigger Siri, for instance, if you're using an iPhone. But if you're using a Moto X, you just say, wake up, Moto X. And it won't wake up the phone, but it's supposed to.
I moved it.
That's cool. Yeah. By the way, this is another new thing on the Moto X, is it has infrared sensors in the corners. So in the past, the active display would pulse time and notifications. Now it just sits there passively until you pass your hand over it.
That's cool.
And it says that what the time is and if you have any notifications. That's an improvement. The Hint, however, terrible microphone in your ear. So I've called people and they go, what the hell? I can't hear you. Oh, that's because I'm talking to you through my ear. It also doesn't work very well with the wake up command. That's not great. You have to say it 3 or 4 times. It is can go in either ear, which is kind of nice. It's got an ear sensor. I don't know if it's infrared or if it's darkness or what, but it knows when it's in your ear and turns on.
It's a tiny little theremin in there.
It's a little thing that goes woo, and it knows when it's in your ear and it knows when it's not. So when you put it in your ear, it wakes up and it turns on and plays a little music and says, I'm on, and you have how much battery time you have left. Moto Hint connected, 3 hours, more than 3 hours of battery life, or talk time, I guess they call it. So $150. Pros and cons. Looks good. Small. It's in control and out of sight. Cons. It's really, really expensive. It isn't better than any other, particularly better than any other Bluetooth headset. You can get one for a third the price. It works.
You can get a Moto G for that price.
Yeah, just as much as a phone. And you look kind of like a dork, frankly, walking around with your giant earbud. If Scarlett Johansson's voice were on here, maybe. But this is a do not buy. So unfortunately, of the trio, the Moto X phone, the Moto Hint, and the Moto 360 watch, this is the only part I'm going to keep, unfortunately. The rest of it, I'm sorry to say, is not a winner.
I thought that was a home button. These are two speakers.
Well, and they're not even speakers, okay?
What?
They look like they've got speakers at the front. This one's a speaker. This one doesn't do – I think it's the microphone. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
One speaker, two speaker grills. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Also, a ring flash, which doesn't really do anything bad. I'm sad because I really wanted to love the Moto X. I really did, but it's just a disappointment. And the Hint is a definite do not buy. Too expensive, does too little, and I'm going to lose it.
Doesn't do it well either.
Doesn't do what it does, doesn't do well. But this is kind of cool. Look, it goes right in there, and it charges it, and then you just let it sit there.
Why. It's just funny. It's like, this is kind of cool because of the huge downfall of only 3 hours battery life. They give you a carrying case.
What'd you expect? That's the size of a dime. All right. There you go. Do not buy on the Moto X and do not buy on the Hint. That's sad. That makes me sad. I wanted more. This is probably the last product from Motorola as a Google company. Lenovo will be taking them over soon. Well, that does it for a long before you buy. lots of iPhone cases. Thank you, Chad Johnson. Mike Elgin, thank you for the headphone review. Thanks to Joanne Tech Lover. We'll see more of you, too. Thanks to you for joining us. We make each and every one of these reviews available in several different ways. Of course, you can go to the website, twit.tv/BYB, and download the whole show. We take individual reviews and put them on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy, so you can share them with friends. But you can also subscribe and get the whole show in your favorite podcast application like iTunes or Xbox Music or Podcatcher, Instacast, Dogcatcher, all of those. You can also watch live. We do it every right after Security Now, every Tuesday afternoon on twit.tv. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. And remember, you got to watch before you buy. I wish I had. We'll see you next time.